What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. And today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today we're discussing my conversation with Lizzie Pierce. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast yet, make sure you go back and listen to my interview with Lizzie. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. I know I really enjoyed it. And for those of you that don't know who Lizzie is and you don't have time to go back and listen to the full interview, I respect your time. So I'll give you a quick TLDR on who she is. Lizzie is an entrepreneur and creator. She's the co-founder of Know How Media, a successful production company based out of Toronto. She's also a YouTuber with over 220,000 subscribers. This is really cool for me to have Lizzie on the show because I don't necessarily watch every single video she uploads anymore, just because I used to when I was in like a deep photography phase back in like 2017, 2018, maybe a little bit of 2019, but mainly 2017, 2018, I was in a huge like photography videography phase. And so Lizzie was one of those people that I watched all the time because I was trying to learn. And now as I've stopped, I'm not as into photography, videography as I once was. Naturally, the people I'm consuming on YouTube will change. So that's the only reason I don't watch every single one of Liz's videos. I still watch some of them like we talked about in the interview. But because she was someone that I watched back in the day, I was stoked to have the chance to sit down and talk with her and have her on the podcast. So I'm going to get into my takeaways here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, about 7 of them. We're going to rip through these bullet point style. And then we'll pick one of those takeaways that I mentioned and we will make it our, well, we'll implement the tactic for the week. So the first takeaway here is that your schedule as a creator can ebb and flow. It'll never be perfectly balanced. And you know, I think that's just an important reminder for us to hear as creatives, you and I, and, you know, cause it's something I struggle with. I don't know about you. I'm assuming every creator struggles with this. I'm assuming that you struggle with this as well, but I always try to find like a balance, a perfect balance with my work and my creating and my personal life and seeing my family, which is my personal life, seeing my friends, whatever, doing all the things. It's tough. And I think what I kind of learned talking to Lizzie is one, that as a creator, you're always going to battle with that. That's never something you're going to have perfected. But what I also realize is it's not a balancing act. You know, something I've talked about in past podcasts, it's not a balancing act. It's an ebb and flow, as Lizzie says, or as I've talked about, it's juggling, where you'll focus on one thing for a period. You know, like you, that one ball, you'll grab that ball so you can throw it up again. But as you throw that ball up in the air, you're catching the next one. That's your next focus. And so you're juggling things because you're not perfectly splitting your focus at all times. You're changing what you're focusing on at different times. It's not a perfect balance, focusing on everything at once, focusing on one thing until it's in a place where you can let it go for a second to focus on something else. It's going to ebb and flow. So as a creator, you have to kind of understand that and be okay with that and not expect having a perfectly balanced life is possible. It'll never be perfectly balanced. It's going to ebb and flow. And I just think that's an important reminder to start off today's takeaways episode with. The next thing that we'll talk about, and I know I'm not here yet. I could be there soon-ish. Maybe you're there, maybe you're about to be there. I don't know exactly where you are in your process as a creator, but I think if you can't take your creative business to the next level, you need to bring in help. And I feel like that's a difficult thing for a lot of creators. We're going to talk about this a little bit in the next takeaway, so we might end up grouping these two things together. But if you can't take your creative business to the next level, you'll need to bring in help. So basically, how this often manifests is with editors. You know, bring in an editor to help you edit your videos, which is definitely a huge help. And again, it comes down to what your goals are as a creator as well. If your goal is to just create and have fun, then, and you want to do all the editing, then do all the editing. But if your goal is to turn it into a business and make it a job and have all these other things, there's going to be so much that is layered on top of your creativity that you're going to have to bring on help if you want to take it to the next level. And for a lot of people, that's editing, because as you know, editing takes up a lot of time, a lot of time. And so that's what if you have an editor, that can take a ton of the time commitment. It can free up your schedule a lot to focus on those things that will take your business to the next level. But what Lizzie said that I think is really important that I want to highlight here. So is one, that if you want to take your creative business to the next level, you're going to have to hire people. Two, that doesn't have to be an editor. It doesn't. And that, because Lizzie was saying that, and I was like, oh, that's totally right. And what she was saying was, like, obviously, like, she has an editor, so obviously that that's an important, that can help a lot. Like I said, it's going to be one of the biggest chunks of time that you can remove from your schedule is having an editor. But if that's something you are absolutely adamant of not letting go, you do not want to have someone touch any part of your creative process, you want to do it all yourself, find people to fill in the other gaps then. If you want to just focus on creating, find someone to bring in your brand deals. Find someone to manage your merch. Find someone to do your accounting. It doesn't just have to be an editor. Just find someone that can fill in your gaps. And we all have different gaps. I'm not going to tell you, go and hire an accountant. That's what I would do right away. I hired an accountant to do my taxes last year because I didn't want to deal with it. I wasn't good at it and I didn't want to mess it up. So I hired an accountant. But maybe for you, you know, you like being on camera, but editing is not your favorite thing. So maybe you hire an editor. And again, like I said, you might not be here yet, but it's just something important to start thinking about right now before you get to that point where you're overwhelmed. You need to take something off your plate. You don't, but you don't have time to think about what to take off your plate because you're so busy trying to just keep everything you got on the plate on, like with from falling apart, that you don't have time to think about what to kind of let go of. So it's just something that you should be thinking about right now. Another interesting thing too, and this is kind of, this might not necessarily be for you as a creative because you're naturally a creative person. but what I thought was interesting talking, you're naturally a creative person, already creating, is what I was trying to say. But this might be more so for people who have a business that's not specifically related to their creating. Although I guess technically this one here with Lizzie and Chris, her husband, they co-founded the business together. This is a creative business, so it does apply as well to creative businesses. But what I thought was interesting was, so Chris Howe and Lizzie, they have this business together that has gotten new business because of their YouTube channels. But the thing is that they weren't creating content just about their production studio and all the ways to make great videos, corporate videos and training videos and things like that. They were just creating content around themselves and their lives and their experiences. And people fell in love with them as individuals. And as a result of falling in love with them individuals, of course, seeing their work through their content, they would hire the business. They weren't making ads for the business, but they were still driving sales to the business. I think that's just such a good case study for content marketing is to get customers, you need to make them fall in love with yourself and you should make them fall in love with a brand. And that doesn't necessarily, people don't fall in love with the brand just because they like the product. There's so many other factors that are associated with it. So as a brand, you can think of what are interesting ways that we can market ourselves that aren't just our product or our service. How do we market ourselves as the people behind the business? Because that's why people buy, is the people behind the business. You know, I always like look at what are creative ways that you can market your product that's like not directly related to your product. Like what's an adjacent interest that your target market might have? You know, we're getting a little bit into the weeds here with content marketing. Like for example, it's like, what if, you know, if you had like a health and wellness drink of some kind, and then you realize there's a big overlap with the yoga audience. So you started putting out content around yoga from your brand that puts out, that's like a healthy drink, but you start putting out yoga content because you know, your audience likes yoga, but they're going to see your brand through the yoga content and start buying you that way. And so I just think there's kind of like an interesting frame to look at marketing your business through. It doesn't have to be promoting the business itself, but just finding other ways to connect with your audience. Now, another thing too, back to kind of jumping back a little bit here too, talking about the schedule ebbing and flowing and always you have different focuses at different times. Also, don't be afraid to take a break. And I know what your first thought is. I just told you to consider taking a break as a creator if you need one. I'm not like if you're just vibing and having a good time. Of course, you don't need to take a break. But if you need one, don't be afraid to take one. And I feel like a lot of people are afraid to take breaks. And the reason is because of the algorithm. And that's probably where your brain went right off the hop. When I take a break, you were like, oh my goodness, but my views are going to go down. You spiral a little bit. I do it too. But what you need to understand is that you shouldn't be prioritizing the algorithm over yourself. That's like at the end of the day, like that's what you're doing. You're prioritizing the algorithm and strangers watching your videos. That's what's making sure you are healthy. You are okay. So I just wanted to highlight that. Don't be afraid to take a break if you need one. You know, a lot of us as creators, we feel like we can't. And I understand there's going to be some negative repercussions, but there's also going to be negative repercussions if you need a break and don't take one. So something to think about. Another thing as a creator too, that actually, you know, I feel like maybe this is a trait creatives have more. I don't have this as well. Maybe you don't either. And maybe I'm wrong that maybe creatives aren't like this, but you need to trust your gut more. And when we don't trust our gut, we overthink things. It never often leads to a positive outcome. You know, I was listening, maybe I read this in a book or I listened to somewhere, Barack Obama was talking about how he makes decisions. And basically he says, you'll never have 100% of the information. And so he usually waits till he has a 51% certainty on his decision and then makes that decision. If he doesn't have enough information to be 51% certain, he won't make that call. But what are you going to hear from 51%? So now you're already more likely to make the call than not. What are you going to hear from 50% to 70% that's going to make you change your mind? You're probably not. So I don't know if I did. I don't think I did justice as to how that, how one makes decisions, but you don't want to let decision-making to be your bottleneck. And so trust your gut sometimes. Obviously have enough information to have a sound reasoning behind the decision you're making to some degree, but sometimes you just got to trust your gut and just go with it. And move fast and break things and learn along the way. So don't be afraid to trust your gut every once in a while. The last thing we'll talk about here is how to price yourselves. You know, Lizzie kind of touched on a little bit. I'll try to kind of add my two cents in here as well, which is pretty similar to what Lizzie said anyways, which is because this is a big question everyone has. How to price. And so basically what Lizzie said, and this is how I came up with pricing for my business in the beginning when I had my company back in 2020 and a little bit and half of 2021. Is to price yourself, give yourself an hourly rate, what you think your time is worth, and then estimate how long you think the job you've been hired for is going to take. And so if it's 8 hours and your hourly rate is $50, that's $400 for the job. And the thing is you don't tell the client that you're doing it that way. You just tell the client, this is the rate, it's $400 for this work. And because as soon as you start breaking down hourly stuff with a client, I know this isn't exactly related to blowing up on YouTube, but as a creator, it's very viable to create content like freelance to help fund and support your endeavors as a YouTuber or a TikTok or whatever. And so figure how much you're going to give yourself an hourly rate, figure out how long it's going to take you to achieve whatever you're being asked for, and tell them that's just the rate. Don't tell them this is my hourly rate and this is how you get your rate is $400. Because as soon as you list out or tell them that this is how you calculated this rate, now you run into the problem of them being like, well, it's not actually going to take that long. So I don't think it should be $400. I think it's only going to take you 5 hours. So actually just charge me $250. And on top of that, as you get better as a creator, so this is how you find your pricing in the beginning. And obviously if everyone keeps saying yes, you just incrementally raise your prices, but that's how you find your rate in the beginning. And then you stop having to do that calculation of giving yourself an hourly, or you increase your hourly rate, however you want to figure it out. But basically you also don't want to tell the client that, because once they know that, you don't have to like take extra long on a job because you ended up doing it quicker than you thought. Or as you get better as a creator, you're going to naturally become faster. So you don't want to basically make less money as your skills progress because you're able to do things faster. So just say that's your rate up front. And the thing is, so that's how you can bring in some bills to help fund your creative endeavors, like I said. But the other thing that I think we need to talk about with this as well is the fact that for creators, for like a YouTube ad spot, it's a little more complicated because you're also paying for the reach that you have. And so I would also give yourself a CPM rate. If you know CPM, cost per thousand views, figure out what that is based off kind of your estimated views with your video, and couple that with how much the work of producing that content and charge that way. And there's no like 100% answer for this. Figure it out as you go. If you start quoting brands a price and everyone keeps saying no, that's the market telling you you need to lower your price. But on the flip side, if everyone keeps saying yes, and you're not really getting any no's, then you know you're maybe not charging enough and you can raise your rates a little bit. So that's just kind of how to price as a creative. I want to touch on that quickly because I know that's a question a lot of people have when it comes to being a creator. What do I charge? Start with an hourly rate and kind of build it from there. Now, those are all the takeaways from today. I think what we'll do here is one, I'll kind of hit you with a tour. That's a terror. I don't even know what that means. Anyway, well, I'm going to hit you with two kind of tangible takeaways from today. I think one is figure out what your hourly rate is. I'll give you an actual example. I know it's tough because I don't know exactly what you're creating. Do you do video? Do you do photo? Okay, maybe it's not going to work with a real life example. I'm going to assume you can do video because if you're listening to that, I'm assuming you're a TikToker or a YouTuber. So basically I want you to come in and I want you to do a 30-second social media video for my bakery to just promote my bakery that I can use for ads. I don't want to post it on my socials. I want to post it. I want to put it in a Facebook ad. So I want you to make a 30-second video for Facebook and Instagram advertising and maybe TikTok as well. So we need a vertical cut in there, a square cut in there, maybe a horizontal cut. Maybe we'll use it as a YouTube pre-roll. So I want three cuts of a video, 30 seconds. Actually, we'll do 30 seconds in a minute. So two cuts, two versions, three different orientations. I want you to be responsible for filming it. I want you to do, I don't want to be involved. I just want you to come in. I want you to make this video and I want you to send it to me after the fact. So I want you to figure out. So I want you for my bakery, two cuts, three orientations. I'm going to use it in Facebook ads. Now I want you to figure out how long it's going to take you to film that, to edit that, your gear costs. And I want you to come up with a rate. I just want you to run through this exercise so that when it actually comes to really you, so you can get some experience doing this under your belt. So that's one of the things I want you to do this week is if that's your vibe, if you want to start selling your work as a creator, working with brands, freelance, things like that. The other thing I want you to do too is I want you to now, once you're done that, whatever, write out where your gaps are. You know, if you were to hire someone, what would you hire for? Why would you hire that person? Are you good at that? Are you not good at that? And I just think you should do that now so you know when the time comes, when you have the funds, when you are getting busy, you already know who your first hire is going to be. In theory, of course, things might change. That's life. But I want you to figure out exactly where your gaps are and where you would hire if you could hire right now while you're not completely overwhelmed. Maybe you are overwhelmed and you should hire anyways. But identify who you should be hiring and also run through that exercise of figuring out what your rate would be for a deal like the one I said here. All right. I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor, go and follow Lizzie. Go and subscribe to her YouTube channel. I'll make sure it's linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. If you'd like to follow me, you can find me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. Share this episode with a friend and subscribe to the show. I put a brand new interviews every single Monday and a brand new takeaways episode is an audio exclusive where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week every single Thursday. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.